All right, Evan Ginsberg back with the Wrestling Then and Now segment right here on Who's Slamming Who. And let me just get a couple of quick plugs out of the way. Yours truly over at legendsradio.net host a weekly show, 2 hours strong, each and every Wednesday, 7:30 to 9:30, archived 24/7 at legendsradio.net. And this Wednesday, we are tentatively scheduled to have Road Warrior Animal. Doesn't get any bigger than that. Plus, huge names in the arts. Each and every week, we have had some of the biggest names, not only in music, the arts, pro wrestling, MMA, boxing, etc., so on. If you go to our archives, your eyes will pop out when you see some of the people that we have presented week in and week out, and this week will be no exception, legendsradio.net. And while you are there, folks, check out the store, which if you click on the shop tab, there'll be a link, and there's 100 or so items with rare wrestling merchandise, many autographed items, exceedingly hard to find, including some, unfortunately, late wrestlers, legendary wrestlers, as well as some of today's top stars in the store at legendsradio.net. You can also visit Evan, E-V-A-N, Ginsburg, G-I-N-Z-B-U-R-G.com for the best in the arts. And yours truly recently acted in a film called The Story About Ian, and Dawn Marie, Melissa Coates, some top horror stars as well, and some top-notch young actors and actresses, all in A Story About Ian. And there's going to be a party celebrating the film March 25th in New York. If anyone's interested in the details, you can email me at legendsradio.net, and I'll get it out to you. And, folks, yes, truly is going to try something a little different this week. Yours truly is going to accentuate the positive. That's right, accentuate the positive. I watched Raw this week, and yours, I've been ripping on The Miz for months as champion, and I just have to say that his match with Daniel Bryan was top-notch, quality wrestling, back and forth, trading of pinfalls, near pinfalls, I should say. Solid pro wrestling match that was thoroughly enjoyable, and the best that pro wrestling has to offer. So I am hoping that The Miz, who does have charisma, who does have ability, will mature and improve and, evolve into a top star in the years ahead, because I didn't quite see it in the beginning, but I certainly saw elements of greatness in this match the past week, and hopefully he will prove me wrong. And also of note, of course, The Rock, who held an arena full of fans in awe in the palm of his hands. He didn't need a confrontation. He didn't need a run-in, just him and a mic, and it was just great, great TV, exciting, riveting, good stuff. And yours truly always emphasizes supporting indies, whether it's indie music, indie film. Speaking of which, our documentary, Teresa Sario Alive Again, will be out in 2011 and features the genius, Lanny Poffo, who writes a beautiful poem to the star, who is a professional singer who unfortunately lost a limb to an impaired driver, and goes around the country to various hospitals and facilities to talk and entertain wounded warriors coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq. Teresa Sario Alive Again. You can visit AliveAgainMovie.com to see the trailer, and yours truly co-producing this full-length documentary featuring Lanny Poffo, who you enjoy each and every week right here on Who's Slamming Who. And support indie publishing and, of course, indie wrestling, which brings me to some of the top indie promotions out there today. Pro Wrestling Guerrilla on the Left Coast, Dragon Gate, Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor returns to New York March 19, and they're going to do a matinee with the WWE running right up the block for an evening show. So that's a full day of wrestling for the New York fans, most certainly. And Jersey All-Pro is going to be bringing in a bunch of New Japan guys in the spring. And Evolve is coming to New York for their first Manhattan show very shortly. So there is a lot of top-notch indie wrestling to support. And I tell people all the time, it's one of the best entertainment values out there, indie wrestling. And you could bring your family, the kids, up close, personal, 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks. You don't get that at a baseball game anymore, not in professional baseball, and not in New York anyway. So support indie wrestling. Your kids could meet the wrestlers, take a picture, get an autograph. It's you'll be a hero to those kids, no doubt. And folks, if you go to the archives at legendsradio.net, you're going to hear some of the greatest indie musicians, indie filmmakers, indie wrestlers, etc., so on, as well as the legends, of course. And what more can I say? Every Wednesday, Legends Radio, 7:30 to 9:30 at legendsradio.net. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And that should pretty much about do it here in the Big Apple. Yours truly, Evan Ginsberg, for Who's Slamming Who. Signing off.